We're sorry to inform you your request for a second loan has been refused. And the board of directors up in the city has instructed us to take the farm from you. We understand your problems and wish that we could help you, but the falling price of wheat's not our concern. And the cost of operation may well be rising, but the fact is that you lose more than you earn. This Saturday morning there will be an auction underneath a cold gray country sky. And while the rest of the nation is still sleeping, they'll be bidding America goodbye.
From just south of the Great Lakes capital city, covering all of North America via satellite, AM and FM stations all across the country, and live and archived on the World Wide Web, this is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks, your host here for the next 3 hours. Nice to have you with us as we once again document the crisis of our republic, the undermining of our national, state, and individual autonomy. And today's the 18th of May, 2013. It's good to have you with us once again, ladies and gentlemen. And there's a lot going on. So many scandals, so little time. I don't know how much I'm going to focus on the scandals, because I think everybody probably in the Patriot community and other talk shows are talking about a lot of this stuff. Of course, we got the Benghazi situation. We have the IRS targeting conservatives, Patriot groups. We have the Justice Department tapping phone records of the Associated Press, which is kind of interesting. It's kind of interesting that the media is all upset about this, understandably so. I guess it's okay for them to target everybody else, but when they start turning on the media themselves, well, let's just crying in their, bitter tears. Anyway, so we got that going on. Then we have the Justice Department allegedly tapping the House cloakroom. That revelation came out this past week. The U.S. diplomat in Russia, this is another thing that happened, I believe, this past week. The U.S. diplomat in Russia was arrested and accused of being a CIA agent. So apparently, and of course, this kind of stuff goes on between nations all the time. I don't know how often diplomats are used for intelligence gathering, but this, if what we're being told about this situation is true, this seems to be a real breach of trust, and certainly our relations with Russia have been strained, at least overtly, but of course behind the scenes we have all these agreements with the State Department, the cooperation that's going on between the State Department and Russia. So who knows what to believe there. So we got that going on as well. Every it seems like every day there's a new scandal for this administration, and it seems like they're going down in flames. But here's the thing, people. The thing that everybody needs to be concerned about: when administrations get in trouble, that's when they tend to pull things. So I think everyone needs to be mindful and watchful. What's on the horizon here to so-called wag the dog, kind of like the old Clinton years? You remember the movie they came out with, Wag the Dog? It's the same type of scenario. What are they going to pull to rescue the Obama administration and prop them up a little longer? All right, I'll tell you what. Nancy's going to be joining us after break. I got some conservation news I'm going to be talking about here. And Vicki Davis joins us in the second hour. This is Govern America, 18 May 2013. We'll be back in a few.
The five self-evident truths of the Declaration of Independence are the standing definition of our Republican form of government. Each unalienable right has an attached duty because we are all created equal. Like the right, the duty is permanent and non-transferable. There can be no paper to lien the right and no paper to waive the duty. Deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed does not mean if you can think of it, you can consent to it. Truly, it names a condition where a right must be held without violation of its duty by both parties who can then consent. Our grand jury has been destroyed without the consent or the right. Return the grand jury customarily impaneled by the elected county sheriff and one where people can appear with information. McGilvery Machine Company, Reading, Michigan. Innovative research and development of prototype industrial equipment since 1988.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Chewing off piece of grass, walking down the road. Tell me how long you gonna stay here, Joe. Some people say this town don't look good in snow. You don't care, I know. Venture Highway in the sunshine, where the days are longer, the nights are stronger than moonshine. You're gonna go, I know. Cause a free wind is blowing through your hair, the days surround your daylight there. Seasons crying, no despair. Alligator lizards in the air. In the air.
Welcome back to the broadcast, Govern America. I'm Darren Wiggs. www.governamerica.com is the website. That's governamerica.com. My email address is radio@governamerica.com. That's radio@governamerica.com. And Nancy Levant is joining us. Nancy.
Well, good morning, Darren. I am having so much fun reading the news today. And
well, it's
this
kind of
line keeps going through my head saying, when the right hand is doing something, keep your eye on the left hand.
Well, that's just it. A lot of this stuff, I think all of this stuff is distractionary. And, of course, the Benghazi situation is back in the news again. And I'm kind of on the fence about whether I believe that that's kind of a distractionary thing. I think what happened over there was just absolutely a setup situation with Chris Stevens, the ambassador there. Of course, we know that the ambassador is not, you know, that whole thing was not an embassy. It was not a consulate. Now they're calling it a diplomatic facility now. It's kind of like global warming, you know. It keeps morphing in. It's not global warming anymore. Now it's climate change. Oh, no. It's not climate change. It's, what was the third term they had for that? It slipped my mind. But anyway, you know, it just keeps morphing in accordance with the circumstance. And so it's kind of an interesting situation. But, you know, all this stuff going on right now, folks, we're being bombarded from every side. And, you know, one thing, Nancy, that I think it doesn't get talked about much, not enough anyway, is the conservation issues.
No, that's very true, Darren. There's so much going on now, scandal-wise, in the government that we're kind of not watching that anymore.
Yeah, and one thing that I had a good conversation with Jim Beers yesterday. In fact, he's going to be coming on the show again next week.
Oh, yeah, I am so happy about that.
But I told him, you know, with everything that's happening, it's real easy for these issues of property rights, conservation, easements, the nature preserves, all this stuff to get put on the back burner. But these agendas are moving forward very rapidly. One thing I wanted to share with you folks out there is from Secure the Republic, Jeannie Burlesworth's group, they put out this notice. I guess it was just today. Help oppose the destruction of our heartland. They say, move over, Missourians and Arkansans. The feds are moving in. We have been looking at a very disturbing information recently regarding Arkansas and Missouri. The White River and its entire watershed were designated a National Blue Way on January 9th of 2013 by Ken Salazar, the Secretary of the Interior, as part of President Obama's Great Outdoors Initiative. Salazar actually initiated the National Blue Ways program on May 24th of last year with Secretarial Order 3321 designating the Connecticut River and its watershed as the nation's first National Blue Way. While this may sound warm and fuzzy, it actually outlines the destruction of private land ownership and the rise of the future estate of the federal government.
Yep.
The secretarial order appears to allow any watershed in the United States to be designated a National Blue Way with no involvement in Congress or the American public.
Much like the Biosphere Reserve.
Yeah, much like all of it. This is an infringement on our private property rights.
Yep.
The time is now, the time for input is now, before the 180 days expires, which will happen in early July 2013. To read more about the purpose of this White River Watershed National Blue Way designation, you can go to the Memorandum of Understanding. And by the way, this whole thing is up on the Secure the Arkansas, arkansas.securetherepublic.com. It's unfortunate that it's not as easy to find. I actually had to go to their Facebook page and then click. I'll tell you what I'll do. I will put it right now up on our Twitter feed.
There you go.
So you folks can get to that. So I think this is an important thing, and we need to do more on the National Blue Ways. We could talk to Jim Beers about that next week. But so that's one of many things that we have going on, and I just put that up there. It's called Help Oppose the Destruction of Our Heartland. It's up on our Twitter feed right now, twitter.com/governamerica. So you can read that right now. And then moving along here, I found this kind of almost, you remember, who was it, Nancy, that said that, I think it was the actual attorney who wrote Agenda 21, Daniel Sitar, has basically said something to the effect of every human action, every single thing that humans do would have to be framed within, you know, limited within the scope of considering its impact upon the environment. I'm paraphrasing here, but that's basically what he said.
Yep.
From, I don't see, what publication? Marianas Variety, which is, I guess, a local newspaper, May 17th, just yesterday. The headline is, "The Few, the Proud, the Tortoises."
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
You saw that? Marines protect endangered species.
Yeah.
Dateline 29 Palms, California. U.S. Marines are taught to overcome obstacles with a minimum of help. But when some Marines prepared to charge a hill in a training exercise here a few months ago, well, they were forced to halt and radio the one man who could help them advance. Brian Hennen, the turtle expert. "The troops were running up the hill and firing at targets," Mr. Hennen said. "Some of the tortoises like the hill also. So the Marines don't want to hurt the tortoise. So they call us, and we go in and move it." Mr. Hennen, who has a doctorate in biology, is part of the little-known army of biologists and other scientists who manage the Mojave Desert tortoise and about 420 other threatened and endangered species on about 28 million acres of federally managed military land. "There's a lot of people who don't recognize the amount of conservation the Marine Corps does," said Martin Husung, a natural resource specialist on the base. He says, "A lot of people think we're just running over things. Instead, Mr. Hennen often hustles out to remote parts of the Mojave Desert to make sure that threatened desert tortoise, which can weigh 10 pounds and live to be more than 50 years old, isn't frightened by charging troops. When they get scared, they pee themselves," Mr. Hennen said.
Referring. What planet am I living on?
Now, we wouldn't want the tortoises to pee themselves, now would we?
Oh, my word.
"Since tortoises can go 2 years between drinks of water, an unplanned micturition can cause dehydration and even death. So Mr. Hennen sometimes demonstrates to troops how he soaks the reptiles in a pool until they can drink enough water to plod on with their lives." Anyway, I'm not going to read this whole thing, but, you know, one thing I'll have to say here, Nancy, it seems pretty apparent to me. I'm glad we're concerned about the tortoises, but seems to me like there's not a whole lot of conservation going on in Afghanistan right now.
Well, no, there's not.
Isn't that kind of interesting?
Except for the poppy fields.
Yeah, well, I'm sure there's quite a lot of conservation going on there.
Yeah.
But, you know, Afghanistan, Iran, well, Iraq, Iran's next, I guess, probably. Conservation efforts there?
Yeah.
Isn't that interesting?
And of course, Darren, we've got no conservation efforts whatsoever being sprayed above us through the geoengineering.
Right. Absolutely. You know, there's
joke.
People fighting to bury their dead in certain parts of the country due to these conservation efforts. And tell you what, I got to take the break here. When we come back, we'll briefly touch upon that. So something good actually happened. There are good things that happened for listeners. They seem to be drowned out by a lot of the bad things. But anyway, we're going to take the break here. This is Govern America, Darren Weeks, Nancy Levant. We'll be back in a moment.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural, organic, and wild-crafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your 2-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. Heartandbody.com.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, superfam and super male plex, colon enhancer, our top-selling liquid, cow mag vitamin D, MSM sulfur capsules, and elderberry power capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
All right, we're back. This is Govern America, www.governamerica.com. That's governamerica.com. Once again, my email address is radio@governamerica.com. And Nancy, go ahead and give your information out.
It's Nancy@governamerica.com, and my blog, which is also on governamerica.com, is A Womanly Wisdom, and I usually get new things posted close to daily.
All right, so check it out. Lots of important information. I know a lot of people are familiar with Nancy's work from newswithviews.com, and so just check out her work now at womanlywisdom.com. And anyway, I don't know if you have anything you wanted to cover before I move on.
Well, Darren, there's just one thing. There's something, this whole IRS thing. I got two words for you. It's called fair tax. I think they're looking to get rid of the IRS. We've got Ron Paul, interestingly, running around in Mexico right now, calling for the ending of the IRS. And, of course, the IRS is a mess, but, you know, it's a government agency, so what do we expect? But, you know, I think that they're getting ready to pull the plug on the IRS. I think they want to implement the fair tax, which is going to be very, very, very beneficial to corporations and to rich people. And I think that that's where we're going with this.
Well, the word there, when you deal with a fair tax, everything that I've read about it is oppression.
Oh, absolutely.
You know? A lot of people just don't realize just how bad it will be. I mean, as bad as the IRS and Internal Revenue or the concept of income tax, you know, implies that the government somehow has ownership over your wages, over your life. Really, they're taxing your labor, the fruits of your labor, but taxing your ability to spend those fruits on the other side of that at a massive rate. This is some of the stuff we're going to get into with Vicki Davis starting in the second hour, by the way. I think it's very important, and so we're going to hear what she has to say about that. And also we're going to turn a corner and talk about fusion centers as well, because she's been writing a series on that subject. And
fabulous articles, by the way. Fabulous.
Yeah, they are. I was reading that last night and taking a bunch of notes, so looking forward to that. That's starting in about a half hour. Continuing on here, the Associated Press reported about cemeteries and cemetery ownership. See, folks, a lot of this stuff, as we talk a lot about the federal behemoth, this federal monster that continues to wove and weave its tentacles throughout our lives, the answer to everything, in my opinion, and I think, Nancy, you would concur with this, is local control. The more local control you have, the more power you have as individuals, as people. And there's been a group of people that have been literally having to go through all kinds of bureaucratic red tape to fight to bury their dead. The Westerner, actually, one of the blogs we carry on Govern America, they carried an article some time ago, I guess it was back in 2005, Ghost Town Fights to Bury Its Dead, which said a dispute over ownership of a cemetery in a Montana ghost town has landed in Congress, where one of Montana's senators is urging the federal government to surrender the land. But the U.S. Forest Service, which owns the property in the tiny mountain town of Elkhorn, says it's not inclined to give up the title without getting fair market value. The old ghost town in Jefferson County has just a few aging families left, and a number of them want to be buried in the cemetery, legally, next to their ancestors, on the tranquil site overlooking a valley. People were buried in Elkhorn before Montana became a state, or the Forest Service was established, but the cemetery became Forest Service land somewhere along the way. No one is quite sure when, and federal law prohibits human burials on public land. That hasn't stopped residents from burying loved ones there over the years, however. Locals estimate up to 90 people, maybe more, in unmarked graves have been interred in the last century or so. Resident and rancher Fred Bell, 71, whose grandparents, parents, and son are buried in the cemetery, says he won't stop pushing the government to legally allow burials. Well, anyway, that being said, now, at least, they have had a breakthrough. As I said, the AP reported just 2 days ago, bill transferring cemetery ownership goes to floor. So they're not there yet, but they're at least making some progress. A Senate bill that would transfer the ownership of 9 historic cemeteries in the Black Hills from the U.S. Forest Service to local communities has passed the Senate Energy and Natural Resources Committee. Senators Tim Johnson and John Thune introduced a bill earlier this year, and it's now headed to the main Senate floor. Johnson says transferring the cemeteries to the local communities that have been long maintaining and caring for them makes a lot of sense. He says the bill is a permanent solution. Well, we need more permanent solutions like this, because, you know, one of the questions that I asked Jim yesterday, Jim Beers, former U.S. Forest Service. He spent 30 years with the U.S. Forest Service. I said, Jim, the concept of protected lands, are you against all protected lands? Because, I mean, a lot of people would say that, you know, we need to protect some land. You know, certainly we don't want somebody, you know, commercializing maybe the Grand Canyon or something, you know, building up, you know, and ruining all that. And he says, The key here is it needs to be a local control issue.
Yep.
The federal government needs to get out of the business of managing land. And I think that is the key. So I look at this as a very positive issue, ladies and gentlemen. All right, bottom of the hour. We'll continue here in a moment. This is Govern America.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay. All the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley. An area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species. All gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
Time to relax and unwind. What better way to do so than with Santa Barbara Bells? For over 25 years, our wind chimes have been helping people to relax and enjoy life. Turn your home environment into a pleasurable experience. From the small overture chime to the large super bass, you will find just the right chime to enjoy. All wood, strings, and cordage are protected for long life, and all parts are rust-proof. You have 10 sizes to choose from. To see and hear more of the chimes, go to santabarbarabells.com or call us at 805-733-1513. Santa Barbara Bells is currently having a springtime sale. Come to the website and save up to 50% on all of our chimes. santabarbarabells.com.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Tied to the tracks and something's coming, I see. The train of inflation bearing down on me. Got less money at the end of each day, and not making more than my hourly pay. Look out ahead, there at Frankenstein Trestle. Those old paper beams won't hold this vessel. But full speed ahead into the writing on the wall. The U.S. Humpty Dumpty's gonna take the Great Wall. You're headed for disaster. Faster and faster. I'm headed for disaster. Faster and faster.
All right, we're back. This is Govern America. Darren Wakes and Nancy Levant here, as we are every Saturday. Nancy, do you have anything you wanted to say before we go to the phones? We do have a caller here.
Let's take the caller.
All right, Chris in Las Vegas. Go right ahead.
Good morning, Darren and Nancy. Pleased to talk to you again.
Good morning.
Since you're talking about federal lands, I can expound on that quite a bit, having studied this diligently. The key case that's foundational for the ownership of by the federal government, well, actually, it's not ownership, it's stewardship under a trust, held in trust for the beneficium of we, the people, is Chisholm versus Georgia, C-H-I-S-L-O-O-L-M, versus Georgia. And the Land Management Bureau was set up to protect, secure, and hold and maintain as good stewards the lands that were held in trust for we the people, pendant their exercise of the beneficent ends of accomplishing the manifest destiny of America by the awarding of grants of land made patent to pursue those ends of securing the national security by providing the acquisitions of commodities, foods, and other things that we need for this country not to be beholden to our enemies of foreign nations. And so whenever the government claims that they own the land, that's a lie. They merely hold them in the trust for we the people, for our beneficent use and ends. I do agree they have a stewardship responsibility to protect certain aspects of the lands from encroachments by private enterprise or private foreign corporations. But I certainly take extreme issue with the Forest Service attempt to claim jump and claim ownership and try to extort monies from the people for the mere utilization of a pre-existing, long-term, historically proven right to bury there.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Well, so that, go ahead, Nancy.
Well, and this speaks so tremendously to the illegality of, for instance, the biosphere reserves. Now, the American West, from my understanding, is owned to the tune of about 90% now by the federal government. That means that about 90% of the American West cannot be, land that can't be purchased. There's all types of things that you can't do now because of the environmentalism that they've attached to this stuff. And the other complexity is the biosphere reserves. And there's a blue million of them out in the West.
Yeah.
And then you've got further entanglements now of international laws affecting those biosphere reserves because they've been redesignated as global territory. So, yeah, I mean, this is really horrific and complex.
Yeah, well, go ahead, Chris.
I was going to say this, what you speak of, assignment of lands to a foreign international globalist interest, occurred under Bill Clinton's watch and they're under what are termed the Nature Conservancy Acts, whereby they cede the ownership of lands to foreign agents, although they maintain ownership of a elemental portion for the individual use, but there are extreme tax benefits to the rich who have the proviso to do this, some of these schemes devised by the globalists to transmute us into a global-controlled nation.
Well, and that's true, and it's even more complex. Because of the Privatization Act, where highways and bridges are also for sale, and most of them have been sold, frankly, to either corporations or to foreign countries, all of those bridges and highways that go through biosphere reserves and national forests and all this stuff, that, you know, those roads may be owned by foreign countries. I mean, it has become such a web, not only of deception, but a web of legal, it's just a legal nightmare.
You're absolutely correct, Nancy. This is exactly what the Trans-Texas Corridor, the Trans-Pacific Partnership, the law, the Sea Treaty. It's all a global plan to put everything under the total control of the Zionist-controlled UN.
Mm-hmm. Well, so I guess a case to study is Chisholm, is C-H-I-S-L-O-M versus Georgia?
C-H-I-S-O-L-M, Chisholm.
O-L-M, okay. All right, I had that misspelled.
Georgia.
Okay. Well, Chris, I thank you for your call, sir.
If you'll let me do one more point with you, you were talking about this Bitcoin and the federal central control banks scheme.
Well, actually,
I
hadn't mentioned Bitcoin, but that was one of the things that, you know, they may have mentioned it in the last show, but that was one of the things I was going to talk about if we had time. So go right ahead.
Well, if you're going to replace the IRS, then you really have to be concerned. I mean, absolutely it needs to be completely changed or replaced. Like you say, a fair tax would be a good plan. Although be very, very cautious as what we replace it with, because really what they want to do is to create a new form of monetary system for the global currency. Some have suggested a rainbow currency, but these are all schemes to place us under further monetary control by the global central bankers, in basically erasing the lines of delineation between our currency, which has had a preferential status up until recently as it's been destroyed by design, and the global nature of world money systems. But
well,
we are,
this is where the fair tax comes into play, too, because people with money and corporations, they don't go out and just blow their money like we do. When we get our paychecks, we go out and we buy our groceries, we pay our bills, we put gasoline in our cars, we basically spend everything that we make, and then we wait for the next paycheck. This is not what rich people do. They make investments, right? So therefore, because they're not spending in a fair tax system, they're not paying any taxes. The people that get devastated under, you know, a new rule like fair tax is us. And it, once again, it puts all of the burden of raising taxes upon the middle class and the poor people who have to spend their money to survive. You see what I'm saying?
Absolutely. It's a global theft scheme and a clear line of delineation between the haves and the have-nots.
Chris, I'm looking at the clock on the wall. And I'm going to have to scoot. But listen, I really appreciate your input, and I'll definitely look into that that case. So thank you so much. I appreciate your call. I got a few more things here I want to cover here before we bring up Vicki Davis. And we have monuments in Arizona, Nancy. This is a focus of a court hearing right now going on. AP reports a couple of days ago, resource management plans for two national monuments on the Arizona Strip are being challenged in federal appeals court. Conservation groups sued the U.S. Bureau of Land Management in 2009, alleging the plans conflict with presidential proclamations establishing the Grand Canyon, Parashant, and Vermilion Cliffs National Monuments. The U.S. District Court of in Arizona ruled against the groups in their bid to have the BLM revise the plans to prohibit off-road motor vehicle use. See, these people aren't going to be happy until no human traffic can go through there at all.
Yep.
That's what the goal is.
Yep.
In fact, you know, somebody said that under Agenda 21, it's the humans that will be in the cages and the animals will be looking in on us. And that's really the truth. That's what the whole plan is designed to do. The Ninth Circuit U.S. Court of Appeals heard oral arguments on the group's appeal Thursday. The BLM says it has complied with the proclamations by limiting motor vehicle use to designated roads. The appellate court did not issue an immediate ruling on Thursday. Conservation say the case is among the first challenging the adequacy of resource plans by monuments under the BLM's control. So we have that going on. We have environmental groups sue to stop mountain bike skills park at Mount Hood's Timberline ski area. This comes from Oregon Live, the Oregonian. Four environmental groups sued the U.S. Forest Service today. This is dated May 16th also, over its decision to allow the Timberline ski area to build a lift-assisted mountain bike skills park on Mount Hood. The lawsuit says 17 miles of trails on the lower ski slopes designated for use from July to October would increase erosion into the sensitive headwaters of Still Creek and the West Fork of the Salmon River. So that's going on, just to touch upon a few of these things.
Yeah, God knows, you wouldn't want to ride a bike.
Well, that's just it. Well, you know, and I don't know if they're talking about motorbikes here. I'd have to go through it. But anyway, so we got that going on. Missouri has come out, and this is one thing I wanted to talk about last week. Missouri, Nancy, has just, the legislature there came out with a measure to ban United Nations Agenda 21.
Yay!
Now, the New American reported, with a veto-proof majority, the Missouri legislature approved a popular bill protecting private property and due process rights by banning a deeply controversial United Nations sustainability scheme known as United Nations Agenda 21. The legislation, which was SB 265, now heads to Democrat Governor Jay Nixon, who has not yet taken a public position on the issue. Yeah, how much you want to bet he's going to veto that bill? But if the legislature has a veto-proof majority, then they can override the veto. It just depends upon how committed they are and how committed. But see, here's the thing about this, folks. This kind of stuff doesn't happen. It doesn't just happen. I know for a fact, Nancy, that there are some good people in Missouri that have been working their hind end off.
Yeah, exactly.
To lobby their legislature and push this type of legislation through.
Yes.
So this is what I'm saying, folks. It's so easy to see the things that are happening today and just say, you know what? It's too far gone. Let's throw in the towel. Let's give up. But if enough people, I don't expect anybody to do everything, okay? I don't think anybody expects you to do everything.
But you got to
do something. You can say, I'm one person. I can do something.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm only one person, but I am one person. And you'd be surprised if you learn, if you study, and do whatever you can do. Do whatever you feel God is leading to you to do.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay? You'd be surprised the effect that you can have. And so that's my message to you. And this thing, this is good news. And I don't know where the bill is right now. Go ahead, Nancy.
And Darren, think about it. When we were doing this a decade ago, the country was asleep. Today, the country's not asleep. Everybody knows.
It's encouraging.
Something's terribly wrong.
One of the things.
Everybody is learning. Everybody's. Now we got to get people to act.
That's one of the few things. I mean, this Tea Party is co-opted as it is. Okay, as controlled opposition as it is, at least brought to the forefront. You know, there's a lot of individuals that are a part of any movement, okay, at a grassroots level.
Yep.
You got that with the Occupy movement, which I think was pushed along by George Soros, if I remember right.
Yeah.
We've got that with the Tea Party groups, which is the other side of that whole dialectic. But with any group, with any movement of people, you have the grassroots people driving it. And these grassroots individuals are the ones that really can get things done.
Yeah.
Because even, you know, and so we've seen a lot of people on the grassroots level wake up and realize, hey, you know, we got to do something about these property rights. And they're the type of people that are pushing this and have gotten a lot of things done. But it hasn't just been by accident that this has happened.
Yeah.
And so I guess that's what I'm trying to say, folks, is that be encouraged. There are good things happening. I know a lot of times we come to this microphone and we tell you a lot of the bad stuff because that's our job. We have to report what we deem to be, what we believe to be the truth.
Yeah, exactly.
And unfortunately, the truth looks bleak sometimes.
Yep.
But the thing that keeps me going are these private individuals, these people that are, just won't give up and keep pushing forward.
And the other thing, Darren, is, and ladies and gentlemen, is 90% of what has happened has been done illegally on the federal level. It's been done through executive orders. It's been done, you know, giving away, you know, 100 million acres of American land to the biosphere reserves with no congressional input whatsoever. I mean, so much has been done illegally. And once we, in mass, call these people to task, tell them we're not having it, they got a problem.
Yeah. All right, I'll tell you what. We're almost up to the break again. We have Hillary's It Takes a Village becoming a federal program now. This is more federal overreach.
Yes.
Washington Examiner reports it's been over 17 years since former First Lady Hillary Clinton urged a new community spirit in her book, It Takes a Village. Now President Obama, his administration is doing something even her husband didn't, turning it into a $600,000 three-year federal program. It Takes a Village, building state, local, tribal, and territorial partnerships for Community Preparedness and Response, is a Center for Disease Control and Prevention program aimed at developing an emergency community plan to handle a natural or man-made disaster. And keep in mind, listeners, if they don't have a natural or man-made disaster, hey, that's no problem either. We'll just create one.
Yeah.
Anyway, worried that local and state governments aren't ready for a crisis, the goal of the program is saving lives by better coordinating state, local, and private resources, according to a CDC grant document. The CDC especially wants to grant the winner to focus on undeserved community groups, such as people with disabilities, non-English-speaking populations, and of course we have the lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender populations. Clinton's book was a rallying cry for liberals and progressives eager to expand government aid to families. Conservatives decried it, of course, as government overreach. But anyway, that's on the website right now. I got to take the break. We'll be back here in a moment. This is Government America. Don't go away.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract! A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept! That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
All right, in the few minutes we have left here, I want to go back to the phone lines and take Art. Art, you're on Government America.
Darren, Nancy, good morning.
Morning.
Good morning.
Darren, Nancy,
yeah.
Got a question for you guys.
Okay.
Have you heard of the Marketplace Fairness Act of 2013?
Have I heard of what?
The Marketplace Fairness Act of 2013.
I don't think so. Have you, Nancy?
Maybe. I'm not sure. Go ahead.
Well, I just learned about this morning myself while I was listening to Farron, the show on just prior to you guys. And, of course, well, being the inquiring mind that I am, I had to go look this bad puppy up. And as I'm reading through this thing, I noticed two very interesting parts. Under Section 3, talking about limitations, it talks about, in general, no effect on nexus, license and regulatory requirements, no new taxes. No, but what got me was, and of course, no effect on infrastructure, intrastate sales, and no effect on mobile telecommunications sourcing act. But what got me was the previous one, the no effect on intrastate sales, which states, and this is one thing that caught my eye, the authority under this act only applies to remote sales and does not apply to intrastate sales or intrastate sourcing rules. Now, to me, what this says is this is your internet tax. Remember the new internet
tax?
Yeah,
that's what I was thinking. That is exactly what I was thinking when you were reading that.
And the other thing caught my eye was Section 5, which is entitled severability, which says and remember, we've had this issue with Obamacare where they were talking about certain parts of it not being constitutional and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
In Section 5, I think they actually addressed this issue by stating, if any part of the act is held to be unconstitutional, the remainder of the act shall not be effective.
Well, you know, what do you say? You know, the thing about it is, any of this stuff can be, anything that isn't constitutional can be scrapped. The problem with piecemealing things through is, see, all these federal programs act kind of like an octopus. I mean, it creates a bureaucratic web that is woven throughout our lives, throughout every aspect of our economy, to the point where it gets very, very difficult to ever get rid of it. Or, you know, so striking down a part of it would be very hard, I think, if not impossible, when you've got other pieces of it. But I don't, you know, I would question as to whether any of it would be constitutional. You know, and a lot of people like to say federal law trumps state law. Well, that's not true if the law is unconstitutional.
Right.
Federal laws all have to be made pursuant to the Constitution.
Right.
And so states can challenge anything that's not constitutional.
Right. Well, it's not a very long bill. It's actually relatively short, so it's not really a hard read.
Mm-hmm.
And the language is pretty simple. I mean, it doesn't use a whole lot of heavy legalese wording either. It's very simple and easy to understand for the average person.
Okay,
to me, like I said, was the remote seller and remote sales. And this, to me, says this is your internet tax right here. But
yep.
If you're interested, anybody else is interested, haven't heard of this yet, just go to GovTrack, GovTrack, GovTrack.us.
Well, hey, Art, I got to run here. It's Marketplace Fairness Act of 2013. Just put it in a search engine, folks. Go to startpage.com. Thanks, Art. I appreciate the call. Folks, we're up against the clock. Hour number 2 of Governed America with Vicki Davis is straight ahead.